Hi guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI.
Now you're talking slower than the last one.
Oh, even slower?
Yeah.
Is it more intentionally? Oh. Like you wouldn't know the difference.
Shut the fuck up.
Because you're always talking in speed.
Someone wears a gala dinner dress once and suddenly
Excuse
now
me,
she's taking her time.
As a femme energy.
Please. It's definitely
femme
dark femme.
Energy.
It's giving dark
babe.
Femme.
I would just like my time to be able to speak quietly. Right. But guys, to be honest, I could nap.
You could
That's
nap.
The truth. That's the truth. It's not femme energy.
Your face is giving I could nap.
I could nap.
Also,
I
that sandwich nap. And the plantain.
What? But look at you doing so much
yeah.
salt. What's going on?
I don't even understand. I don't know. Also, I was asleep the whole of yesterday. So it's just kind of like, yeah.
Maybe that's
much.
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sleeping great. But now I feel like, too much.
You did also sleep in the sitting room. Huh? So
I did. Maybe that's why. I didn't get the best.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a certain sleep you can only sleep in a bed.
Yeah.
But then also there's a certain sleep you can only sleep on the couch.
And if you interrupt your sleep to go and sleep on the bed,
it will never slap the same.
You just have to sleep on the couch and just accept.
Yeah, you just choose. And then for the couch, you can't plan to sleep on the couch for it to be bomb.
No.
It has to be like you accidentally fell asleep on the couch.
And then...
Yeah. Oh, I happened to just fall asleep. Wow. Who knew? You know, when you're kids, just like you don't think about like actively about sleeping. But as an adult, it's like you actively think, have I gotten good sleep?
Oh my God.
How can
I'm
I get good sleep? Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's literally why I'm here. Like I need to have great quality sleep. And I think it's because sleep is something which is like involuntary, but it's such a measure of like what's going on with you.
Yeah.
But you can't make yourself sleep better. It's like if you have good sleep. You have good sleep.
No, you can make yourself sleep
How?
Better. Working out helps you sleep better. Taking like melatonin or whatever. I imagine drinking a bottle of whiskey will help you sleep better.
Is that? I don't think that's better sleep. I think you
like
pass
you just,
out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one.
Yeah, I mean, there are things, one. Life such as a help. But even you can do that and still like, let's say if you're going through something difficult, you can't do nothing.
Lack
Go to the
peace.
Gym all you
if
want,
If you don't have
baby.
Peace. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can't sleep.
You're right.
Yeah.
If you know you're messing around with someone's man, you can't sleep well.
Oh,
you
no.
just can't.
These bitches be sleep. What? These bitches be snoring. Knowing they just
can't.
Came from someone's man's
no, when
house.
You, when you're not at peace, when you know you're doing something wrong, I just feel like the Bible says the Lord will not give the
no
wicked
way.
Sleep. So, yeah.
The wicked in this Nairobi. Oh,
they are sleeping.
In fact,
you're speaking really like as if you really know.
Yeah, because
are you the president of their club?
I used to think that wickedness would.
I feel like they don't sleep well because like they are wicked. You
I
know.
Think that's such a cute way of thinking and seeing life. I love that for you.
Thank you.
Anyway, that was a whole 10 minutes about talking about
minutes,
sleep.
Not even about the episode.
Yeah, we hope that you're getting good sleep, guys, because good sleep is really, really important. If you follow me, on my page, Lydia KM. It's the first thing we talk about in the morning. How did you sleep? How are you sleeping? And by the way, you saw, I'll put this link for the website for where you calculate. We sleep in 90-minute cycles to get the best sleep. So 7.5 hours is my sweet spot. But if I end up sleeping 11, it is what it is.
Boro ni melala. That's it.
But welcome to another episode of the Messy In Between podcast, a.k.a. TMI.
Podcast.
Most people think it's for too much information. It is.
But,
it is true, but too much information for whom?
That's the thing. I think
for
we give just enough information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the audience,
so we are JEI. Just enough information.
It's not the same, but it will do. It will do. And here we have honest conversations about life as it is. We talk about sex. Occasionally, money.
But once in a while.
Relationships.
But mostly.
Sex.
Career. Do you talk about your career? No.
All right.
Career.
Yeah.
No.
I don't feel like we
one.
Talk about career often just because I don't feel like a lot of people can relate to our career. Me personally. That's what I feel.
Yeah. And what would we really say?
Yeah. And let's just talk about generally being a career woman, a bag chaser as a woman in this millennial age. That's it.
But in the beginning, when we were really not sure of what TMI was, you will see all kinds of content then. The first year, all kinds of content. But when we saw that the in-betweeners, that's what we call those who support us.
Yeah.
We saw what they're about. Relationship, sex was one of the top ones.
That's
so that's what we talk about. Please follow us on all social media handles. Murugi Munyi, Lydia KM, and TMI Podcast KE. And please, please subscribe. We always talk about this. The other day, I saw our stats on YouTube as far as who subscribed. At least now, more have subscribed than not. But 40, I think it was 44% still have not subscribed.
Guys, it would really mean a lot to us. It literally costs you absolutely nothing. Maybe so 1 MB of data bundle. That's it.
Come on,
you can sacrifice. You always sacrifice, you know, bundles to be able to like send your fake ass man pictures on WhatsApp. But subscribing to TMI is where you draw the line.
Why is it gonna be fake?
I don't know.
Damn, shorty.
Okay, fine. Your man is okay. Anyway, guys, today our episode is about dilemmas. And don't you find it interesting how whenever we put out a call for these questions, it's always about relationships. Yeah. It's hardly ever about anything else.
Because that is the one that revolves us. Relationships are everything.
And that's why I'm saying that they are men. Fake ass, because why all these people who send dilemmas, see, they are the ones who are watching.
Yeah,
so you get people are not in good relationships, let's be honest.
Oh, you breathe, because at the time we were talking about what women have done, women are no, women are also doing the most. So
it's honey. True, women are also doing the most. Anyway, we absolutely love these kinds of episodes. Actually, we were just saying before this is like our favorite kind of episode to do. One, because it's like you never know what to be prepared for. You just don't know what to expect.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's always like, it could be anything.
Yeah, I also love watching this kind of content on TikTok and on Instagram. Mm. I'm always like, let's see how fucked up this person is today. You know, and some of them I'm just like,
yeah.
This is a woman just like me. She's going through this. Sometimes it's crazy.
And people are just walking around strong and able. Yeah, living life.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for everyone who sends a dilemma. We try sometimes to respond to them in the DM, but a lot of times we won't get to them. So it's nice when we're able to do these episodes.
Yeah.
And you can also DM us, of course, also on our own personal pages. Although sometimes, again, like I've said, if you're not able to get to it because we get so many,
DMs
then,
are getting a lot. Yeah.
A lot. Okay. Should I go first?
Go on.
Okay. So this one, babe said, so my boyfriend is I'd like what my parents have in their marriage, in our future marriage.
Ooh.
I already triggered.
You already know.
Yeah. So the parents, I must say, have a very traditional setup and it makes sense. I come from a somewhat dysfunctional family and I'm creating my own narrative of love as I move on with life. Good for you. How do I make him understand that even though his view of ideal marriage is good, he needs to give me grace and understand that our relationship is way different from how his parents are?
So, and by the way, this is actually an L that people take when their parents have such a fantastic relationship.
That's it.
You start believing that that's how a relationship should be. And that's wonderful to have that as a blueprint. But for that to be the carbon copy you're looking for, number one, way back when women had less options, right? So there's and there was a higher punishment for leaving marriages. Now people have divorce parties.
Literally,
it's like, the culture is very different. So for me, what I would even first of all, I think it's problematic for him to be imposing that standard on you.
Yeah.
You're allowed to love that, but I'm not your mom.
But the thing is that he says, I'd like what my parents have in their marriage, in our future marriage. Oh, yeah.
But what does that mean? For me, it's what does that mean?
Yeah.
So if it's like your mom didn't work and your dad did all of the work and then she used to come home, when your dad shouts, your mom is quiet. It depends. What does that look like to you? Show me what it is, like practically what that looks to you. And then when he does tell you, you need to decide whether you fit in that, because
yeah,
it looks like this is it. This is what he's looking for.
Exactly. I definitely feel like there's room for conversation, because I feel like also coming from the side of like, it's the traditional element of their marriage that you don't want. But him saying that he wants a marriage like that one doesn't necessarily mean, it could mean so many different things. It could be like, I love the way my parents respect each other.
Yeah.
I love the way my parents handle conflict. I love the way they exactly. It didn't have to be absolutely everything. Because also remember, as a child, or like as a child of like your parents, there are some things about their relationship you will never fully see or fully understand. Dynamics that even as you're growing up, you absolutely cannot know. And he also doesn't know. But I feel like it's important, even as you are saying you're determining what love looks like for you, I feel like continuous conversations about what you want the marriage to look like are definitely essential. At this stage, I wouldn't say it's a make or break.
I don't think so. Sure. I think this is just a conversation.
Imagine breaking up over a marriage you haven't had yet.
Yeah, and both of you would be delusional.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know what it's going to be like. You don't know what it's going to be. So I feel like the more you have just conversations about it and being like, oh, I really like this element of your parents' marriage. Oh, there's this other element which I'm not so comfortable with. Would you expect me to not work? I really like that.
In detail, what does that look like?
Yeah. Exactly. Because I think he's allowed to want that and he's allowed to like it. It's just like, as you've said, now the more you talk about it, the more you're able to see, like, is this something I think I'll be able to give him the future or not?
Yeah, but I understand why you're afraid, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of, there's an insecurity I used to have about the fact that if I didn't see it, how do I create it? Mm. But I learned now. You don't have to have seen it to create it.
That's
but
it.
You, it's like if you find somebody who has like this setup, and because you don't have one, you're not saying, no, me, I want mine like this. Mm. So it feels like you're black and he has one. So it feels like it's you to match his, but not necessarily. You guys can both be partners in figuring out how you guys want yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, absolutely.
So this one, she's saying, I've had a man, we've been together for 2 months, but he just called off things because I told him people question why he doesn't give me money. Who's people, babe?
And why just did you wanted, say, why yeah. did you say, yeah? Why didn't you say, oh, babe, I would like for you to give me money.
Why are you making it seem like people are out there, like thinking, talking about him and also kind of making him feel shame about it?
Oh, yeah. This one's on you, sweetie.
Yeah, baby.
That was the end of, that was the end of the... oh, sorry, sorry,
yeah,
sorry,
honey.
Yeah, that was not
this
nice.
One is not
no
nice.
One, no one, men, women, no one likes to be made to feel inadequate.
Yeah.
And that one is coming kind of like, oh, me and all these people are wondering why you are not giving your girl money.
Yeah.
And how would those people even know?
And why is that the expectation?
You are going to discuss with... Also, why are you expecting a man you've been dating 2 months to be giving you money?
Honey, reduce your... You, first of all, I don't know which Nairobi you're living. Oh. It was you. Oh, you thought,
I thought
it was her.
I thought we were jointly shouting
no,
at
no,
her.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
I'm talking to you, baby.
Oh, sorry.
It seems to be like from
but
where
2 months.
I'm standing. I'm telling you, like, even but like that, things like I'm going on a date. Why have you not sent me money? I'm not coming out. Third date.
Okay, but that's not what we are perpetuating here at TMI Podcast.
We are
podcast.
Not perpetuating that for sure.
We are
but
not.
That culture of men giving women money from the jump. That's what it is.
And I think it's wrong. I think it's crazy.
I think it's
I feel
weird.
Like if a guy is giving you money, great. Mm-hmm. But especially, and Kwanza, if you have just started, like literally you've been dating 1 minute. And he was just supposed to have known. This way,
there's
saying,
a culture
the plight
where
of the boy child man needs
I'm telling
to be.
You, there's a culture word. Where you went on a third date and he hasn't sent you money.
Sprinkle, sprinkle,
sprinkle, sprinkle. She's crazy, but yeah, honey, on that one, it's like maybe you can have a conversation with him if you want to be vulnerable and just be like, actually, it was me who was saying blah 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 blah, and who are the people? Why did you have that conversation? You brought it up to him because it was your insecurity. And this is the problem with people not being vulnerable. Because
that's
had
issue.
You been like, oh, babe, me, I wanted to know if you can give me money for my hair or whatever. Mm. Or just say what you wanted. Maybe it would be a different conversation.
Perhaps.
But yeah, that's on you, babe.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything that can help you here. I think he deserves better. Yeah. Anyway, next one. Okay, so someone said, I'm in campus. I've moved in with a guy I don't love.
No.
I'm the one providing everything, courtesy of my parents. He doesn't have parents or any family. He pays his own fees. I just found him in a Mabati shack. Wait, what? I just got into this situation because I was heartbroken by my boyfriend of 3 years and now I don't want to be in it. If I ask him to leave, where will he go? Moreover, I feel guilty because he's an orphan. That's the first... Ooh, my therapist would have words for you. He hasn't done anything wrong to me. I just don't want to be in this situation anymore. It started out as a fling, like besties, which I didn't take seriously, but he got attached and I'm not. I've shown him all the signs and even told him I don't want to be in this situation, and he's telling me he has nowhere to go. Sheesh. Mimi, I just thought we were friends. We moved in Kiufala after a sleepover. He just started doing all the house chores and I didn't have the guts to tell him to go. After some time, Ashakwama, he said he has pneumonia from sleeping in a container. My parents don't know any of this is happening.
Is that the same one? I think it might be. Got a job first after my boyfriend. We got together.
No, this one is not the same one because this one's like, he wasn't really.
Oh, she doesn't
her
have
a boyfriend. It's just
she
like,
doesn't have a job either.
Mm-hmm. She's just in uni and her parents support her.
Yeah.
And now he's just like there.
So let's stop the God complex. Before you, he was okay. He was fine. He was alive. After you, he will be fine. This dynamic is, first of all, she's not working.
Mm-mm.
Honey, you aren't taking care of this person either. So it's not like you
it's
have the capacity.
Yeah.
You don't have the capacity to do this either. So there's no way around it except for I need you to go.
Yeah.
But now I get it. I get exactly why she's feeling this way because you didn't need to put this in this situation. Now he's comfortable.
Yeah.
Now he's
and
arrived.
Because you're the one who, exactly.
He was, maybe he would have been still out there surviving, but now you think he's going to leave this house.
Oh no. And then she's like, so she said that she's already told him that she doesn't want to be in this situation, but he's saying he has nowhere to go.
That's not his problem. Call the police.
Yeah. You see, that's the problem. Now, oh my God. Yeah. Oh dear.
No,
oh,
if I've told you, if I have the courage to tell you and you're still not leaving, no, we need someone to come in and sort that.
And you need to set the boundary like a serious one, not those ones of like, hey, see, you go. No, call somebody, maybe like a family member, whether it's your mom or your dad or someone who can come and be there as you're having the conversation of like, listen, I know it was like jokes, but you need to move out of my house.
Yeah.
And the reality is that you'll feel bad about it. Setting a boundary always, it feels bad when the other
and
person is guilt tripping
person.
You. Yeah. Mm. Who's like, oh, he got pneumonia from sleeping in a container.
He has no...
Sweetie,
I mean,
you're not his mom. You're not his mom.
But I understand, like, it's worse when you can see, like, the difference between the action you're, like, the decision you're making, how big, how much it's impacting someone's life. This is an orphan. He doesn't have... he doesn't have anywhere to go. I mean, I get it. I understand that this boundary doesn't feel just like, oh, it's just a relationship boundary. This is like you are changing the way someone is actually experiencing life. So I understand. And maybe you definitely need to have a conversation with yourself about how you'd even get in this situation because somebody else is being impacted in how you're moving. And also actually in a very negative way. Because to imagine like you weren't eating, you weren't anywhere, then you find this comfort. And then now it's like... It's taken away.
I wish at that point when he now slept over the first time, it would have been like at that point, okay, so now it's just like you're going home, right?
You can go because now I can imagine how hard that's going to be for him adjusting back. But at the end of the day, you're not God. You're not anyone's literally lifeline. It might seem that way. Mm-hmm. But if you aren't happy in this situation, you're not feeling comfortable because you're not even taking care of yourself. Actually, either way, if you're not comfortable, period.
Yeah.
It's enough. But yeah.
Yeah, being an adult really is about being willing to have very uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
Which I feel like the older, it's only in my 30s that I feel like I've gone to a place where I just feel like no conversation is uncomfortable for me. It's just like, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be like,
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but it's going to be done. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's going to have to be done.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I feel you.
Sorry, baby.
Okay, so this is another one. It's a long story, but two of my buddies are chewing the same guy. They share a DP of the same man in the exact clothes.
Okay, they don't know.
I guess they don't. Maybe they're like mutual friends. Like, I'm
Was this the end of the question?
That's it.
If you're asking what you should do, you should definitely have a conversation with both of them. And anyone who says that, like, no, that's none of your business, it is your business if they're actually your friends. I feel like someone who I would call my friend, I would be
I
just want you to know
that
Beryl's profile picture is the same one you have as your profile picture. I just need you to know that.
I just need you to know.
Yeah, and I don't know any more information. I don't know if this is your, maybe he's your cousin and this is a person's cousin. I don't know.
But this is a situation called ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely say that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I feel like even with that, I feel like an acquaintance. Mm. I feel like I'm willing to stretch to that. Somebody who we have a close proximity to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch that. Yeah. Today, Saturday, I see you here on the status. Mm. Then, I'm not willing to partake in that.
Yeah, me
too.
No.
I'll definitely
I'm not willing to sit in other people's discomfort. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to just say, because even me, I want to know the tea. So, whose man is he? I want to know.
He's our man.
Whose man is he?
Yeah. But it's like, you guys have it out, hon.
Hey, please.
Have it out.
Someone else said, hey, in between us. Well, she's asking all of us. If you get some time, would you mind talking about the whole phase and its impact? Maybe the age too. Take it away, baby.
Question, first of all, is it a phase? Is it a phase? Or do we say that it's a phase? Because we know people stay hoeing. So is it a phase?
First of all, men, the fact that women, this is actually a patriarchal kind
for
of
sure.
thing. Because when women can like sleep with a few guys, it's just like, oh, you're in your whole phase. But men will literally do it their whole lives. And for them, it's just like, oh, he's just
a man. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in that whole phase. We believe in their lifestyle.
That's it. It's a whole lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. I feel like here on TMI, how you want to experience your sexual experience, have them. Mm. But let's talk about the consequences. Number one, if this is not something you really want to do, and this is just like a way of you trying to find attachment or like looking for love via sex, it's going to have dire consequences in your self-esteem, potentially your body, potentially your health. If you're having this sex that you through this whole phase and you're not being careful, you're just having sex with anyone, maybe you're not using protection, there could be other dire consequences.
HIV and AIDS.
So, and that's just one.
Yeah,
all the STIs that can come. You could get pregnant. Yeah. Like, I mean, there are so many things that come with just having sex, period. So this entire whole phase needs to be a matter of, it's like, I just want to have sex with people and that feels good to me. It needs to come from that place. Yeah. And if it's not coming from that place, whatever it is that you're doing with it is most likely going to be a fruit of that that problematic seed.
That is the thing.
That's
I think it's a very thin line between like being open to experiences and it being now, it's just like, are you choosing this?
Yeah.
Or is it something that you're doing because you need that kind of like affection and affirmation and validation? Yeah. I feel like it stops being fun. It stops being like, oh my God, whole face, when it's literally like, you cannot spend a night alone.
Yeah.
You cannot not be talking with a guy. You can't be in a talking stage. Yeah. And of course, here on TMI, we will never slut shame. But if it's not something that you're actively choosing because of your situation, then
it's problem.
The now sex, it's an issue. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm. And it's like, you asked about the age. I feel like the age is highly dependent on your life circumstances at that time. I feel like the requirement is that you have to be single, first of all. If you are, if
not
you are married
or
you're in a relationship, how can you be in whole phase? You're just cheating. That's what you're doing. You're just cheating.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a phase because I'm definitely seeing...
We don't take part in that discourse. That discourse is not us.
We don't take part in it, but it's happening.
It's happening, but yeah, that's not what... That one we're just... That
we
wouldn't
encourage.
We would definitely not encourage. For me, I feel like my whole phase was 2015. That was when I was 25. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there are other people who literally their whole phase can be like from when they're 18 to when they are 30. There are other people who, like, if you've come out of a long-term relationship and maybe now you're 32, you can be in your whole phase until you're 35 and then you get married. Like, a whole phase then have a particular age. I feel like personally, the concept of whole, in recent years, I feel like women have been taking, like, using it as an empowering word opposed to like, you know, before it was just like, oh my God, she's such a whole. Then now we're like, oh my God, I am such a whole. Yeah. And, you know,
and
kind
so,
of thing. And so? Exactly.
What does that change?
Yeah, but only, again, if you're choosing it, not if it's something that you're doing because you crave validation. But
exactly. You just need to know why you're doing anything. And if you're asking us about, like, your whole face and you're not sure about what it is, especially when you're young girls who you're still trying to figure yourself out, inside or with men inside you, it complicates things. So if you're not even conversant with like that sense of freedom or wanting to have sex with people, just don't.
Yeah.
And nobody needs to be having this whole phase. And let's stop pressuring people to have that. I meet somebody who's just like me, I've had sex with one person, that's it. I've never had a whole phase. Good for you.
Yeah.
You don't need to have it like me or anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
in fact, my like goal would be like for women to just be sexually liberated so that even if you have sex with 3 men in 1 month, you're not categorizing yourself as being in a whole phase. You're just being a woman. You're just a sexually liberated woman. That's it.
And that's when you choose protection because now you're pregnant. Who do we start?
Where do we start? Who's the dad?
Who? Is it Paul?
We don't know.
It might be Paul.
It could be. This guy there is looking.
The way he's messaging people there.
You know, it's smiling at his phone.
Yeah, it's probably Paul.
And I imagine he's forwarded to many.
See?
The ones with it now, he's on
good
how many
morning,
posts
times six. And you're here asking about the whole face.
Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, honey. Good morning, baby. Good morning, babe.
We are kidding. I think
different.
Paul might have a girlfriend. Jokes.
Jokes,
guys. So he's for one woman. Girlfriend. But yeah, that's what we'd say about the whole phase. Hand tread carefully and don't try and do anything like anybody else.
And
not every woman went through whole phases and they're doing fine.
Yep.
Just fine.
Let's use contraception.
So another one. What's your I guess it's just a question more than a dilemma. What's your take on feminism? Do you think feminism has a toxic connotation related to it? Let me just give you the definition of feminism. The advocacy of women's rights on the basis of, it says equality of the exes, but really it's more equity of the exes. Why are we arguing about feminism? That's what feminist is. And for me as a woman, I'm never going to be in a room and somebody asks, do you believe that women and men should have equity? And I'm quiet. As a woman, what am I doing? That's my belief. But just like how there's masculinity and toxic masculinity, there's a toxic connotation and there's a toxic wing of just about every movement that has ever existed. Mm. But I feel like people use toxic feminism as a reason to not, to kind of put a bad name on what feminism really is. If you really want to understand, you find it.
Exactly. I feel like this is one of those things we can't even talk about as a dilemma. It's more of like, we need to have a whole episode about this. And I know we've said so many times
that
we are going to do an episode on feminism, but we absolutely feel like it's essential. I feel like any woman, in fact, the pick-me-shers out here who are just like, me, I don't believe in feminism. Me, I'm not a feminist. Like, there's nothing that gets me going.
That is
like that.
So
I'm like, so you have a daughter
me.
And you want to know that your son will earn more than her and she
doing
could be doing
job.
Double the work. That's what you, so that's what you're
saying.
That's
what you want.
Because, and I feel like, yeah, there's just a lot of people who talk about feminism from a toxic point of view. Again, it's like maybe just like a few people, a few rotten eggs in the batch, or people who haven't done enough research to figure out what exactly feminism is.
Yeah.
And like the few times that you've interacted with it, it's always been like in a negative space. You're always like, no, mate, I don't want this whole like, you know, it's like fighting for freedom kind of thing. But actually, we should all be feminists, literally.
Yeah, I don't even understand what the dynamic is.
Yeah.
There should be equity between the sexes, period.
That's it. That's the thing.
Period.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll have a whole episode about this.
Yeah.
In the new year, we promise.
Yeah.
You promise?
You're always promising things.
Promise, for real.
Okay. So you promise then.
Hi, ladies. I've been dating a guy for 2 years and currently feel like who I was when we first started dating and who I am now are two completely different people. I have grown so much mentally and emotionally and I don't feel like we are aligned anymore. My question is, what do you do when you evolve at a faster rate than your partner? You leave them. If you are not married, you leave them. But if you are married, you just hang in there. Until it is the point where like the evolution is something that you cannot deny. That's what I think. Because I feel like, and you know this, actually, I was telling you, I don't know if it was in the episode that I said this about like our frontal lobes only develop when we are 25. And sometimes for men, that might be slower. Everyone knows that men develop slower than women, which is why relationships in late teens, early 20s, for me, those are not like real relationships. I'm sorry. It's just like, you don't even know yourself as a person.
Yeah.
How can you say that, I don't know, you in 5 years is going to love this man?
Mm.
I feel like you can't know anything below 25. In fact, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not so sure about it. So it makes sense that you have evolved. And if you have and you're just dating, I feel like this is a good time to be able to be like, you know what? I don't feel like I'm aligned with who you are anymore. And I don't feel like I can be myself in this relationship. And it's time to end it.
So I would say, not so different from what you're saying, but like, for example, let's say if I've been awarded opportunities that he hasn't, so that accelerates my growth, is like I would do what I can or what I think is available to me to help bridge that gap. However, if that person is not as inspired to bridge that gap, if them, they're just like, they're fine, then this looks like this is what it's going to be. This is not a matter of he's coming up slower behind you. It looks like he probably isn't even trying to do it. So for me, there would be a season of where is the gap? Is this based on like me having more opportunities or things just happening for me in a different way than him? Or is this a matter of this person is really not invested? Because there needs to be like very clear lines about those two. After, in both situations, if it looks like, well, there's nothing we're doing here, like there's no growth, this person doesn't want to be this way, and now it's starting to even affect the way my life is because they're just not simply invested in their own personal growth, then the decision of whether or not I want to have this standard of my life, I have to make that decision. So I would wait it out until it's like this is just how he is. And then make the decision.
Yeah, but also I feel like the concept of growth, I don't know if I'm understanding it in a different way from the way you're understanding it, but I feel like the concept of growth is not like ultimate. It's like we are all here and we all need to get here.
Mm-hmm.
It's that we could literally, this man could be invested in their growth, but we could both experience the exact same things, the exact same opportunities, but mentally and emotionally how women and men develop is just different. And like, not even women necessarily, even me and you.
Yeah.
It's just like me and you, we could experience the exact same thing with TMI, but in 2 years' time, we could both be at completely different places in life, even if we go through the same thing, just based off of like how we see the world, based off our life circumstances, as opposed to like more of like, I'm pulling you. It's just like we could both be growing, but maybe we've both grown to here and here.
But see, here's
as opposed
the thing,
to like here
then
and here.
If there's nothing that either of us can do as far as bridging this gap, then the relationship itself, it's done.
Mm.
Yeah, that's done.
And I think it's actually a really good thing that you're able to identify that at this particular stage in the relationship. It's like for you to be able to be like, I think I've outgrown you.
Yeah.
It's a painful thing to have
it's
to
tough.
Admit. It's very difficult to be able to be like, I just don't think that, I mean, the person I am right now just didn't align with the person who I see you as. That's a difficult conversation to have.
It is. Especially, yeah. And also it depends on when you be, how long you've been feeling this agony, you know? So it's like, there's a period of like, you know, am I seeing this? Like, you know, and then you start seeing, and when you keep getting confirmation of it, then it is what it is. Exactly. It's tough. But I mean, most people, there's a lot of people who kind of breathe through that stage, and maybe the person caught up, or they just adjusted to them, or they accepted them as the way that they are. There are other options as far as staying in the relationship. But if you want to be with someone who you feel like you're more aligned, then I don't know, honey.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, you can think you've evolved faster. Maybe they feel like they've evolved.
Yeah.
And they're just, maybe they feel you're not where they are, where they want to be, you know.
For example, a way you can evolve really differently is that maybe somebody starts being like a lot more enlightened. So they're thinking more like, you know, kind of more calming down, being more present, being more mindful. That's an evolution in its own right. Then the way you're evolving is like, you got your bag secured, you got money on money and money. So now it's like, for you, you are really growing. For him, he's really growing.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like, maybe you've both grown, but just like in a different way.
And so sometimes you want as much as
possible, to have grown together. If you've not, then
tough.
Have that difficult conversation.
Okay. There's someone who had asked so many questions about being a virgin, about how does it feel to break your virginity? Is it real that the one who's deflowering you, you'll be attached to him? Like, there are many. Babe, watch, we have a video, we have an episode on
first time.
That's a really good one too.
We'll link it below. Please let's remember, guys. So someone else said, hey, I recently got employed and now my mom thinks my payments should be deposited in her account. I don't know what to think or feel. I think you do know what to think or feel because of the fact that you've written it to us as a dilemma. You already know there's something not right with it.
Yeah.
What is right about working somewhere to earn money to deposit in someone else's account? Whether it's your
mom, your dad, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Either way, I feel like adulting is you work, you earn money, you determine how that money is distributed. Whether or not you decide to give some to your mom, I mean, and that's on black tax. If you feel like that's what you need to do, you already know what to think or feel. I feel like this concept of starting with the, I don't know what to think or feel, you do.
Yeah, because people are uncomfortable with their own emotions.
You need to acknowledge you do know what to think or feel. When your mom said that, there was something that automatically told you, no, this is not right. Ask yourself, what do you want? Mm. What do you feel is right to do in this kind of situation? And then you have to action it out. It'll be difficult because clearly it already feels like your mom doesn't have the appropriate boundaries in this kind of situation. But there's definitely some conversations that need to be had. You do know what to think and feel. You do feel like that's not right, but you can take some time to think about what it is you want to do and how you want to approach the black tax in this kind of situation.
There's going to be negative consequences you saying no.
Mm.
Expect that. There's going to be some kind of form of punishment. There's going to be, now you think you're so big because you're working, depending on what's happening with all of this. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, if you don't set that boundary now, this is it.
This is it.
Mm-hmm. This becomes like your trap, because now if let's say you are living with your mom and you want to save up enough money to be able to move out, she controls that. And by the way, there's a lot of ways that parents use money to control their children, whether it's when they're giving them money or whether it's about their money. So I feel like this is the perfect time so that you don't message us. Since 5 years ago, my mom...
15, yeah, exactly.
This is the best time to do it. But it's going to be difficult, but you just stand your ground. Stand your ground.
Exactly.
So I've been dating this guy for 4 years. We're engaged. He's a good guy, but deep down, I don't want to tie the knot. That's interesting.
How long has she been dating you?
4 years.
Okay, so is it that you don't want to be married to him or you don't want to be married at all? I feel like those are two different
things. Yeah, it sounds like she wants to be with him, but she's not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you should just tell him that you're not ready. A lot of people, in fact, I always feel like you're in relationships where you don't feel like you can actually have a conversation.
99% of people.
An open conversation and just be like, listen, I really do love you and I love how our relationship has developed. But right now, I don't feel like I'm ready to take this step. And you know, funny thing, may just feel like men would never do something that they are not comfortable doing just so they can please you.
Of course.
I just feel like that just would never happen. But us as a woman, you just, they're like, yeah, no, but he's already asked. Has he already asked her?
Yeah, I think they're going towards that step.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, just be honest about, I'm not ready right now. That's it. Just be honest about it.
Yeah, there's no way around it. That's difficult, sweetheart. But if you just take a deep breath and tell him that you're not ready, if you don't even know when you're going to be ready, say you're not sure when you're going to be ready. Mm. But now, would we advise him to stay with her if he's sure and she's not? Because we would never advise a man. If this was a woman writing this, we'd be like, no, leave. These men are all the same.
But then he's not TMI in between him. Let him send his dilemma. This is advice for her. You say what's best for you. Also, it depends on your age. Because I feel like if you're in a 4-year relationship and you've been like 18 to 22, I feel like that's very different from we met when I was 30 and now I'm 34. I feel like that's,
for sure.
Those are two different dilemmas.
Yeah, she looks young.
Yeah. So I feel like depending on where you are in life, and also depending on what is the age difference.
Yeah.
If you're now like 24 and you're dating a guy who is 37, obviously if he's ready.
That's what he's thinking about. That's actually one of the reasons why my first relationship we dated from when I was 18 to 21, but it felt like there's something else we should do, but we don't feel like we're ready for that. It was such a weird dynamic.
How old was he
was 20, I think, 6 or something like that. So it was like, you're not there. No one is trying to be there, but then also it just feels like this is vacuum where it's like,
so
what
now,
do you
what
do
are we, what
yeah
are we
d- it's a weird place to be
tuna
in
do, yeah tuna do. Okay. Okay. Here's someone else who sent this. Hi, TMI. So I have this dilemma. I don't know if you still have these segments. We do, because here we are.
We do.
But I'll share it anyway. So I'm a podcaster and an upcoming content creator.
Cute.
Hey, babe. That's cute. I recently just started dropping my episodes. And when I dropped my first ever episode, I had to literally force my boyfriend to share the link. He barely interacts with my content, and when I mentioned it, he started interacting, but ni ile ya, I've done it, so don't say anything. I let it slide and I stopped pressing. I need numbers and I'm depending on shares, and I expected that my boyfriend would like to give me that kind of support. However, he doesn't do it until I mention. So today I asked him why he doesn't listen to my podcast or any other, and he was like, it's not my thing, and another excuse he has is that he doesn't have the app. Rolling eyes. She put in two rolling eye emojis. Kwani, how long does it take to download Spotify app? Anyway, I expressed my concerns and told him that I don't feel supported by him, and he just said he doesn't have the app and podcasts.
So I would say for us that when we started the podcast, it was like a beautiful addition to have her partner and my then partner supporting it more than is like, I need your numbers. I need your numbers. Do you think it would have been deeper if we needed their numbers?
I don't think so. Because even to today, I don't know if I'm certain there's no episode of ours Zach has ever watched at the beginning to end.
Yeah.
Zach has never once shared my podcast with anyone.
But you need
He's
that.
Like, no.
That's
but you
it.
See, but I feel like it depends. If he was the kind of person who does share content
and he's not
sharing mine, that would feel different from he's just not, he just doesn't, like, you know. And I personally don't feel like that has been an issue for me or would be an issue for me. But I feel like for me,
I would say it's like, it's wonderful to get that support. But I guess we are speaking from a place of, no, we don't need that.
So it's hard
to put yourself in a situation where you think, if we needed this, if he like had like numbers, would we? Also, I respect that he might not be the TA.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of conversations we have a lot are mostly geared towards women. And it's okay for you to enjoy it. But then I don't hold it to you to necessarily post it, post about it, because you might not be the target audience.
Yeah.
Is he the target audience? Do you feel like this is something like he ought to like? Mm. Does he have feedback? Maybe he has some feedback that he doesn't want to tell you.
Are you willing?
Are you willing to hear the feedback? Because it might be like, I don't want to post it because it's not great.
I don't think it's nice. Yeah. No, I think definitely. And then there's something about like when someone now refuses to do something, it's almost like you're making it seem as if he does not share that content, your content will never be seen by anyone.
No.
I feel like if you've already mentioned it to him, let it just be the way that it is and let him want to support you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's less about him sharing the content and more about how also did you bring up the thing? Because I feel like there's a difference between I need you to share this content, you know, kind of thing, mm-hmm. vis-a-vis, it would really mean a lot to me if you, you know, shit. Supported me. And it's just like from a softer, you don't have to, but like, I'll be able to tell by how you interact with it that you actually do care about me. Because
yeah.
I feel like there's so many ways in which my man, even though he doesn't share the content or what's
support
the content.
Support is different.
Support, exactly. And it's just like, even when I get home from a shoot day, even just asking, oh, how was the shoot? What were you guys talking mm-hmm. about today? Mm-hmm. Even if when the episode comes out, he wouldn't even know or mm-hmm. whatever. I feel like just knowing that you care about this thing that I'm doing, that's what means something.
Yeah.
So I would say also, is it a pattern you've seen in your life of like other things in your life? Does he generally show care and support mm. in other ways? Does he generally respond to your needs and your concerns and your and the things that you, you know, would like in a positive way? Or is he more of just like, whatever.
Yeah, because maybe this could be like the straw that broke the camel's back more than, like, it may be this instant or this thing that's happening is loaded with all of the other moments that you felt like you weren't being supported, you know? Funny enough, it's like, for me, I always feel like it's an addition. Like, anything pertaining posting or putting anything anywhere, like, I want to see support in other ways. And I guess for us, there's the things that go behind creating the podcast are so many. So there's so many opportunity for your partner to support you that when the episodes comes out, that feels like the final end of a long journey of production. So then the posting of the episode feels like that last thing, more than did they come to the shoot with you and help you? Were they supportive on the days you were shooting and you were tired and they helped cook? You see different forms of support. Yeah, so just think about those questions. Does he have any feedback you'd like to ask? Because you want him to post this. So he needs to co-sign it. Yeah, so have a few few conversations with him.
But all the best, honey. As we can post you.
We'll post
you, babe. Can post us. No. You have another one?
No.
Okay, here's a lady saying, good morning, ladies. I have a question. I have this boyfriend who wants to do anal with me. Me, on the other hand, I don't like it at all. Two at alls. Damn. From most of your podcasts, I heard you both have tried it and even had Murugi say she loves it. Even Lydia said she loves
it. I said, oh, me.
We recall. What do I do in this situation? Because mimi staki ata kidogo. And is it a myth that if you start doing anal, unaanza kuvaa diaper?
I don't know if you should be having anal anyway, if that's the mentality.
Hide ID, please, and thank you.
Don't do it. If you don't want to do it, don't.
Yeah. Lydia and I said that our approach is always like, we are willing to try anything once.
But however, it sounds like you've tried it and she doesn't like it.
No, she hasn't tried it.
Oh.
She's just asking if it's true. I feel like
it's not true.
Depending on what kind of, like, ask yourself, if there was something you really, really wanted to do sexually and you told your man and he was just like, no, I'm not doing that, how would you feel about it? That's one. Number two, is it something that you, because it doesn't seem like you've done that much research on it, if you still think that somebody would need to wear diapers if they are wearing, you know, is it something that you're open to exploring in terms of like going to do some research about it, perhaps watching some videos, perhaps going on Beducated to be able to like see how things actually work? And then is it something that you'd be open to then? If not, then just have an honest conversation. Just be like, babe, I really appreciate you being open with me about wanting to do this with me. But I need to tell you that it's not something that I'm willing to do. And I really hope you can respect that.
And they definitely have to respect that. That's a healthy, that's a green flag to respect that. But also you need to respect the consequences of that no. So you know there's something that he wants to do and you're not doing it. If you're happy to live with that, then that's fine.
That's it.
Yeah. With my limits, I don't mind. I don't mind. I've accepted that this is the line as far as how far I'm willing to go to please you, and that's enough, and I'm okay with that. And if you need to be okay with that as well.
Yeah. And if it's a deal breaker for him, then you just have to be willing to live with that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not, but if it is, then it is.
So this one's not even a dilemma. I'm in love with my best friend and I'm married. Not to the best friend.
God. Did you just discover you're in love with him?
This is
like,
what I always say. When people are asking me, like, how do I maintain platonic relationships with men? Because I'm not even at all trying to sleep with any of them. That's the missing key. But with a lot of platonic relationships, one person wants the other one, but the other one is not willing. So now they are friends. That's the problem.
Also, you're assuming that the best friend is a man.
Ooh.
See how naturally you think. Maybe the best friend is a woman.
I think it's actually a higher possibility that it's a woman.
Exactly.
I say go for it if it's a woman. If it's really? A woman, just...
No. Grab a little boob and see. See just if she's willing.
Just see if she's willing.
Anyway, this is one of those things of like, I feel like you're already married. Are you willing to end your
relationship
marriage?
Over
Are you
this?
Ending your marriage over your best friend? No. If no, then, I mean, maybe you just start pulling Drawing away from you. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you need Draw to start some. With such things. I always tell myself, it's like, you need to start at the end. What is your end objective? Is your end objective to end up with either of them? Mm-hmm. Is it to end up with your husband? Is it to end up with this person?
Yeah.
So depending on what that is, if you still want to maintain your marriage vows and to remain faithful in your marriage, you need to pull away from your best friend.
For sure.
And just you put have some to. Distance and whatever. If your best friend is reciprocal and you want to pursue that, perhaps have a conversation with your husband about now you want to end your marriage because you've discovered that you're in love with the best friend.
And let me tell you guys, love is kind of an equation. Mm. And I think we overblow it. For example, I feel like it's total bullshit for someone to come and tell me that you're my friend and let's say you fell in love with my husband. How did we get there?
Yeah, how?
Because there was proximity for sure. Mm. So you guys were constantly in situations which made you guys too close,
having conversations private,
building connections, all of that, then doing that consistently, you will literally fall in love with just about anyone who you spend enough time together connecting in some kind of way, doing it consistently. So if that's the math, see what you can remove out of that. You can remove consistently, you can remove proximity.
Yeah,
it's just maths. And eventually it will feel like, oh no, Romeo, Romeo, where thou art, Romeo. But really, eventually you realize like, oh, okay, the feelings are fading a bit.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't be in love with someone who you haven't seen for a year. No. I'm sorry. That only happens in romance novels. Mm-hmm. So this one was in response to an episode that we had. And I don't know if you can remember. Let me read it first and you tell me if you remember what episode we were talking about this. I just listened to the latest episode and the point of a man who never talks about his ex is the reddest flag. Do you remember the episode where we talked about that?
Yeah.
So she's like, my ex-husband never wanted to speak about his ex. And in my defense, he would never ask about mine.
Okay.
But me, I would share with him about my ex. And he would be like, okay, just short comments and not interested to hear much. So there's a day I came across a bunch of his ex's photographs in his old documents. And by that time, we were 4 years in marriage. This is a proper marriage. It's not a tihabi. It's marriage. I put the photos on the table and he didn't do or say anything for a whole week. The photos were there on the bedside. He was not ready to talk even about it. I burnt them. Trash. Another time, we went to visit his sister and she brought me a family photo album and boom, his ex's photos are in there. So I asked my ex-sister-in-law, why is she in the family photos? And she was just laughing and saying, why are you worried? You are the wife. In between us, please tell me why I was so desperate to be where I wasn't needed. I guess she left the marriage. I'm wondering, did you leave just because of pictures of the ex?
No, I think the idea, what the sister said, is that the girl is still
it's
there.
Still clearly there.
You're the one who's married.
Yep.
He didn't want to talk about his ex.
Because she's not an ex. She's very much still present in the relationship.
I think there's a weird emotional immaturity about not being able to have a conversation about someone who you are apparently over.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's the excessiveness of talking about the ex. But there's a healthy in between where most people lie and that where ideally you need to lie, which is, you know, oh, okay, what happened there? You can have that conversation.
Especially at the beginning of a relationship.
Yeah, when we're trying to get to know each other's relationship patterns. I want to know what happened with your ex.
Yeah.
You want to say nothing. Me, I said that's a red flag, you guys.
Yeah. Me, I feel like it's a red flag. That is a red flag. Also, it's a red flag if you keep saying, oh my God, she was such a bitch, man. No. I don't even know how she like
it. I feel like that's
the reddest.
That's the reddest.
Now, yeah, exactly. Flag.
And never accountability. What happened with you guys?
It's always
it's just her.
She was a bitch. She was horrible.
She was a hoe. She was a da-da-da-da-da-da. Yep. She. What did you do?
Mm.
Oh, you were just there as an innocent bystander in your own life. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. But sometimes I feel like, okay, maybe this is also a red flag for me, but sometimes I feel like we as the women are sent to help the man be able to assess what actually he did wrong in that past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's like, sometimes like when Zach and I first started dating and he would tell me about his ex, it was like, he wouldn't like trash talk her, but it was like, it seemed like she was
one-sided.
A big part of the reason why they end up whatever, getting together or whatever. And then, so I would just ask prompting questions like, is it possible that she felt that way because of something that you said or did?
Mm.
Or is it possible in that scenario that perhaps she just wanted some assurance or whatever?
What's his reaction to that?
Okay, so his reaction sometimes is like, oh, okay, I guess I never thought about it that way.
That is not a problem.
Okay, that's
good. If his reaction is like, what do you mean?
How dare
no,
you?
She was a...
Yeah.
It's being annoyed about an ex makes sense always.
Yeah, it always makes sense.
Like the fact that there is no wiggle room for you to see how you were taking part in it.
Yeah.
Or even if somebody asks, okay, I hear what she did. You know, what do you think your part was?
Yeah.
You can't see that, or you're not willing to see that. No.
That's the thing. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because even maybe the way I view how some of my relationships have gone, if maybe I had somebody else ask me some prompting questions, I might see them differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. But are they willing? Me, I'm not even comfortable to sit in a room where the man is calling a woman a bitch 24/7.
Yeah, no, thank
what
you.
What a fucking bitch. Me, I find that really weird.
Suddenly she's become my best friend and I'm like, don't call her a bitch.
Yeah, it's because, like, weird.
What? No.
You're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even a man who, like, is trash talking any woman.
Me
it
too.
Could even
I think
be
he's
his
a
mom,
problem.
His sister. It could be anyone.
Even
I'm just
a
like,
stranger.
No,
and
don't
stupid
talk about
bitch
her like
just...
I'm like, my sister. You're calling my sister that because now automatically she's my sister.
Why
I'm like,
the fuck are you doing
you?
That?
Why?
Yeah.
No.
Also, me, it scares me when I see, and I don't know if this is me because of, like, you know how, like, women are kind of afraid of men's reactions and men's anger.
Yeah.
I think there's a part to that. But, like, let's say there's some kind of thing going on and my man is happy to argue with Nancy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What
first of all,
mean?
As a man, why are you arguing with a woman?
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I know. Yeah, no.
If you're not in a relationship with a woman, what are you doing arguing with her? Like, this is not your sister. This is... Actually, no, so what Nancy did. So I just said, oh, what the fuck are you doing, Nancy? Did No.
But that's not equity.
Unbelievable. See, that's the thing.
That's
it. So I'm admitting.
When I say things like this, that's
so
what it's like. But see, you women have said that you want equity. But I'm like, but still, you need to realize
for
me shouting and you shouting, they sound very different and the emotions
the
are very different.
Because men are allowed to have those voices and those feelings.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not towards women.
Oh my God, see, this is the problem.
But is it really a... Because
but me, I'm saying,
like,
me, I'm admitting that the men's anger is something I'm still working around.
Yeah. But and I genuinely feel like because a man... Because naturally, like physically, our bodies are different. We obviously, even if we ask for equity, for me, when I say I want equity in terms of feminism, it's like earning capacity, it's respect, it's how people in the world take me, like in terms of seriousness, and she knows what she's doing. But when it comes to physical things, I don't think that me and Paul can carry the same amount of weight.
No. So
factually,
here's the thing,
the
anger, nobody is getting violent. So I understand.
But
we can't talk about gender-based violence on one side.
Yeah.
No, there's a reason why one is like a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a reason. They're both problematic, sorry, but there's one where there's, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know, because where do men take their anger if they can't express it? Because you shout.
Yeah, but when I shout, it's cute. It's like,
oh, shut up.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Please.
When I shout, I'm just like,
have you ever heard Joe shout?
Don't,
not at all.
And when he shouts,
no,
it's just
that's
like,
what
you start
Kenny
wondering,
sounds
like.
Will
I be slapped?
No, you say how you do when you shout.
You have not even had me shout.
Yes, I have.
When?
And
when
that's
did you
just
ever
like
hear
mini.
Me shout?
Not even like the anger
when?
She probably has when she's
no,
vicious.
No, when did you hear me shout?
When you were shouting.
At who?
When we had the debacle with our clothes.
Which one? Which debacle with
which
clothes?
With the designer.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh, I heard her.
And that was a man. And he called me a bitch. And so
that was terrible. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Oh my God. That was just, that was, ooh.
That was the worst thing we've had. That's happened to us this year, I think.
No,
yeah,
when,
for sure.
At
that
the
was
end of our lives, when we're asked, what are some of the worst things you've gone through?
That was
as a 99-year-old woman, I'll be like, there was that time that man called me a bitch. In the
I
stairs
think he called
in
you
Westland.
A motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, you motherfucking asshole. That's what he said, literally. I was like,
where are we? Where are
that
we?
That was like the Twilight Zone. I actually couldn't even. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard you shout, and I promise you guys, it doesn't sound like Kenny's.
Are you sure?
No, oh, I can't.
But funny
it.
Thing, when a woman shouts and when a man shouts, you still don't feel like she's going to jump on you and like rip
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but
your
that's
ears,
because of
right?
conditioning and stuff like that. Yeah, but me, even me, actually, there's a time. I wasn't going to say, but anyway, the person was very tall, and they stood up to shout at me, and I was like, I draw the line. Like, you can't be this much taller than me and you're raising your voice to that degree. There's something about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes I even ask myself, like, I don't know if this is going to be, if I have to say that already, it's going to sound a bit. Anyway, how do slim girls go through the world? Because I feel like at least, even if I was to get into a fight with a man, at least I have some strength.
I wouldn't get into a fight with a man. I tell you this now. apps are fucking lonely. No,
not
why,
at all.
Why would I do that? Why am I even in the vicinity having a fight with a man?
Imagine Nancy now in a fight with a man.
No, even imagine me. I wouldn't have a fight with a man at all. I don't think I'd have a fight with a person.
So at some point, like, you just a woman. Shut up.
What?
Oh, me, I could get
oh,
in
no,
a fight.
I can shout.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But at some point, you have to shut the fuck up. Otherwise, now you're going to be squished.
Oh, I mean, I've never been afraid that this person is going to hit me. Mm. I've never been in a dynamic where it's like, I'm going to stop shouting because I'm afraid you're going to hit me.
Oh, that time in the club.
Oh, so you're saying even women on women?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I wasn't afraid she's going to hit me either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I would put those consequences on her. I'm not afraid of people just because I'm small, but I'm not willing to have a fight. There's a difference.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm not willing to get into a dynamic that might cause me to
to be physically injured.
No.
I don't even know where this conversation started, but anyway.
I don't know.
Next one. I know I'm a bit late. I have issues with my sex life. I've been horny once in my life. I was 13 years old. Never felt that feeling again, and sex for me doesn't do it, and I feel nothing when I'm having sex. I've never orgasmed as well. What do I need to do? Like, I can hear my partner's heartbeat, but mine just isn't there. This is when we're having sex. So basically, I have faked feeling nice all my life. Am I an asexual person? What do I need to do?
I think you can explore that. We always plug beducated for sure, but also try and exploring your body. Like, what feels good? When you touch yourself, what feels good? Because maybe you're not being touched right. And, oh, what's the name of this sex therapist who was on?
Maurice Matheka.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he was saying that a lot of times it's a matter of, like, how you're being stimulated more than you're unable to be stimulated, period. Mm. So that might be something you explore. Do definitely research on asexuality and what that looks like and what that means, but also try and see if you can explore your body. When you touch yourself, do you feel good? Because then maybe the thing might be on the vaginal stimulation or how you're being touched or where your pain points are. Yeah.
I feel like by the time we are saying that somebody is asexual, you need to have, as you said, ruled out all the others. One, could there be some kind of like mental trauma from your childhood that is stopping you from being able to experience sexual pleasure?
And why did because you feel
that's
horny
a thing
at 13?
Exactly at 13.
What
you
happened
know,
there?
That's it. Who were you with? What was happening? Where were you? Kind of thing. Is there anything in your past that you remember where it's like, here I was being able to experience sexual pleasure and suddenly I wasn't? Two, like you've said, is it something that it's just like, no matter how much you're stimulated, when you watch a spicy film, okay, when you see something spicy, do you feel any kind of like, nice, you know,
girl on girl.
Anything girl on girl,
if girl on guy, girl doesn't get
guy
you.
On guy, may like guy on guy. See you.
You do?
Guy on guy didn't get you hot?
Yeah.
Kinda? No?
I don't think I'm willing to share that.
Oh, okay, fine. Anyway, all I say is that we support everything here. We don't shame. We don't shame.
We don't shame.
Porn shame or slut shame or anything like that. Anyway, when you watch something, how do you feel kind of thing? I would also recommend sex therapy, especially if it's something that you actually are... If it's something that bothers you that you want to change,
and I
imagine
it
is because I imagine that being in a situation where you're faking literally all the time can't feel very good, like you're living a life of, you know, like
and
being
yourself.
And
let me tell you this, how sex is like without pleasure, literally just somebody just, oh my God, no.
Mm.
Oh my God, no, 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 no. No, that is a horrible place to be. Yeah. I think all those three you've said, all those things you've said.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we have time for a few more? No? One more?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Hi, Marugi. Hi, Lydia. You may consider this dilemma in your next dilemma episode. Here it is. I have had a situationship for almost a year now. And earlier this year, around April, the guy started saying he wants us to have a baby. And I said no. But later on in the month after he was away for 2 weeks with his family, he came back and said the same thing, such that when we have sex, he nuts in me and says it's intentional and he wants a kid with me. But I feel his family is pressuring him a lot and I don't want a kid. I just graduated in July. Let me hear your opinion.
I hope you're on contraceptive because that's...
Yeah. First of all, do you realize it's sexual abuse for me to be like, don't come
in me and then, you
and then
come
somebody
in
does
me.
Come in me. That already for me is such a red flag.
No,
like
put some boundaries, condom something. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I would say definitely get on contraceptives for sure. And if you don't want to see this man because it's a situationship, if you don't want to be doing this and dealing with this, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's very, very annoying.
Actually, me, I can't even, I actually don't understand how people have sex with somebody who you know you can't trust them with your body. like you're not going to respect what I want at any point. That's somebody terrible. Who can rape you. That's somebody uncouth. Who exactly. It's just like literally whatever it is that
and it's
you
a
say
situation
you want,
ship, so yeah. You just want a random baby. We're not even discussing commitment. We're just going straight to a baby.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of those things which is like tough love, but I would say jiheshimu. You can't be letting a man who is not your boyfriend mm-hmm. and who doesn't respect you or your body still have access to you and your vagina.
I think it's a no. For
it's
me,
definitely
it's
a no. Yeah.
It's a strong no.
Okay, this is the last one. Hello. I am in a same-sex relationship. So this is two women. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and I are 10 years apart. I'm 25. Thereby, her girlfriend is 35. We assume not 15. Yeah,
oh, yes,
I
for hope sure.
It's 35. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lately, we've been fighting nonstop over the pettiest reasons and we would argue for days. Voices will be raised and then we make up just a day later. We are fighting. Does this mean we aren't meant for each other or we might need a break? I love her and want to be with her, but the constant fights are draining.
I feel like you guys are old enough to go to therapy. I feel like that's something I would say. If this is a relationship that you care about deeply, it just, you know, sometimes it's like, first of all, it's like, if I'm stressed and you're stressed, that's enough to cause fights, let alone what's actually happening in between us. You can speak to a therapist and see what the underlying issues are, because majority of the time when you are fighting, that's not the fight. That's just the expression of the frustration underneath. If it's just like, you don't put the toilet seat down, the truth is I'm not being considered, or you don't listen to me, or, you know, there's many other things that you're arguing about. So I would definitely say try therapy, see if that's going to help.
Yeah. Mm. I would also say fighting all the time is not necessarily a sign that two people should be together or shouldn't be together. In fact, how you resolve conflict is just more of what tools do you have at your disposal to be able to resolve conflict? Yeah. Or what did you see growing up? Were you raised in a household where your parents never spoke about anything? Or were you raised in a household where your parents were always fighting as well?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of environment were you raised in? Also, when you guys are fighting, and my therapist says this all the time, she's like, do you go towards each other or away from each other? Mm-hmm. Are you in the frame of mind of like, okay, it's me and you and we have this issue we need to solve? Or is it me versus you all the time?
Yeah.
The fact that the things that you guys are fighting about are petty reasons, because she said it's petty reasons. It's not like real deep issues like where should we move to Serbia? Mm-hmm. It's more of like a very small thing. It just means that it's probably you're not communicating with each other well. Yeah. And so it's just like, maybe I say something like, I'm just like, oh, Lydia, can you move your leg a little bit? And you're like, why do you want me to move my leg? And I could respond with a, oh, I just thought I can be comfortable vis-a-vis, why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah.
Now it's a fight.
Exactly.
It's
communication.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just miscommunication. Sometimes it's just like, you know, perception. It's like, oh, me, I raise my voice when I'm speaking. You, when people raise their voices, you feel like you're being, you know, somebody's being condescending towards you. It could be really small things. Therapy could definitely help. And probably just, I don't know, doing some research online about conflict resolution mechanisms. But therapy, for sure.
I think so. Because most of the times, getting yourself out of the sinking sand is, that doesn't usually work. It's like you need someone to come up and tell you, actually, this is what's happening. And I feel like long-term relationships, God, please normalize therapy.
Yeah,
like, let me tell you, 2-3 fights when I think is miscommunication, therapy. That's for me now. It's like, that's what I know. Yeah. That's just what I know. So actually, I'll definitely advise
therapy has been a game changer for me in my relationship, because there are times when, like, I start therapy and I'm just like, you won't believe what Zach did. And by the end of the therapy, she's like, so, as we've agreed, you'll go and apologize, because, you know, in that situation, you're the one who could have... Like, it really just gives
help.
You a different perspective.
Clarity.
Absolutely. Mm. And they say things which is like, if your man could have said that, then you would not even be in the fight. Mm. But because your therapist knows how you think and they know how you felt when your man said X, even though that's not what he meant for you to feel, then they're able to, like, kind of diffuse the situation.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like something that we can do, if you watch TMI, if you're an in-betweener and you are a therapist, drop your contact below. I feel like people can shamelessly plug themselves below.
Yeah, please do.
Drop your contact below in the comments. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a fellow in-betweener, if you need a therapist, why don't you call up another in-betweener and we support other in-betweeners.
Yeah.
Also, Lydia on her Instagram page has a therapist contact list. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, it has the contacts, the rates, the location, and it, the specialities. It's an easy way to kind of sift through what you want, because I remember I really struggled to find one. So then I just wanted to make that job easier. So there's 40 contacts at the moment. You just go through them, see what they're about, and then you choose.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's really good. Sometimes people will ask us for our own, but neither of us are comfortable, obviously, sharing that
because
information.
She's one person.
Yeah.
So now we're all going to be booked up. Me, I've already given to so many of my family members and friends. So now it's like, we're already there. Sometimes she's like, oh, she's not available. I'm just like, I know Aggie probably booked yesterday. I know it was Aggie. I don't need any more of that. So, and I think please respect that, because this is, if she could split herself into seven other people, me, I'd be happy to share. I'm always trying to plug anything that's helpful to me.
Yeah.
But since she can't.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm just, me also, just the fact that somebody knows that I am going to tell this particular this person
yeah.
all my life problems, like, I'm just not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check out Lydia's therapist contact list and then just go for therapy. Everyone here should be going for therapy, actually. Gosh.
And for therapy is free. Before you start saying, Red Cross offers free telecounseling. Call for free 1199, and there's many of my family members who
1199.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are many people, there are many family members who are from low income household who have plugged in that, because this idea that if you're from a low income household, your mental health is not something you should prioritize is not true.
Mm.
In fact, you need so much assistance to deal with some of the problems that come
Even
in that dynamic.
So, yeah.
And they've had great reviews, by the way.
Mm.
Great, great reviews.
Well, that's really
good. Yeah, really good reviews. So please. It's free. We can't say it's about money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you've made it to the end of the episode, tunawa appreciate sana. Mm-hmm. You can always send us your dilemmas on Instagram. I feel like it's usually easier for posting on Instagram because it's anonymous and no one will ever know that you sent it to us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we respond on stories. Sometimes we'll respond to you directly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll do the episode, and we definitely want to do more of these next year. Please let us know down below or by giving this video a thumbs up if you like the dilemma episodes, so we can be able to see how often we can incorporate them, because I always just feel like they're helpful.
I think so. And also it's something that's about a lot more people than just what we are experiencing, because as much as yes, we can talk forever, there's just two perspectives here, but when we hear your dilemmas, what you guys are going through, I think it makes the episodes enriched.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also I feel like even though we're responding to like one person's dilemma, anyone who is in a toxic relationship about that with their boyfriend, they can relate to that, and they can be like, okay, so that advice could be for me as well.
Sure, guys. We have two more episodes to go until we close. As we said,
why are you triggering guys?
I'm not triggering them. I'm just telling them, because you're going to be shocked when you come here on the 6th.
Oh,
and then you come the next week.
Yeah, the 13th. And now it's like, excuse me, have you guys forgotten to upload? I know there'll be someone like that. I know
they'll
be there
for sure. But yeah, two more episodes to go. But as we said, guys, it's just a break so that us and our team can take a much needed break after a relentless 2.5 years.
Crazy. Yes. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening/watching, and we'll see you in our next episode.
See you.